AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. More than 1,000 people gathered for an interfaith memorial service last night for four Marines killed and others who were wounded in Thursday's shooting at two military facilities in Chattanooga. Mayor Andy Burke comparing what happened in his city to other famous actions involving the Marine Corps.
Guadalcanal, Iwo Jima, Beirut, Fallujah. Tonight, in eternal gratitude and in sorrow, we add one more. Chattanooga.
In New York, during prayers to close out the month of Ramadan, Imam Suleiman Koneh condemned the attack by 24-year-old Muhammad Abdul Aziz.
This man used the name of Allah, used the name of Islam, and killed four of our brave Marines.
Abdul Aziz, who grew up in Chattanooga suburb and graduated from the University of Tennessee, Chattanooga, did not appear to have been known to federal authorities before the shooting. But now, counterterrorism investigators are taking a deep look into his online activities and foreign travel, searching for clues to his political contacts or influences. 20 cars and trucks stuck in traffic were burned by a fast-moving wildfire on I-15 near Los Angeles. Nellie Venzer says she and her 95-year-old mother had to make a quick decision as the flames were nearing their car.
It's getting really hot, and my mom is in the car, and if we have to run, it has to be done now.
A Texas state trooper is on administrative leave as investigators look into his conduct during the traffic stop that led to the arrest of a woman authorities say later hanged herself in a jail cell. The Department of Public Safety says the trooper might have violated the department's courtesy policy. Relatives and supporters of Sandra Bland dispute the findings that she killed herself. This is AP Radio News. Former rap mogul Suge Knight will stay in jail as he faces murder charges.
The defense presented a video saying it was new and unedited of Knight running over two men with his pickup truck. One of them died.
You will see that he is attacked and he takes off to get out of there. You will see people on the ground. You will see something on the ground that looks like a gun that's picked up.
Thomas Mesereau says the $10 million bail is too high and very inappropriate. Judge Ronald Cohen disagreed.
There's nothing new on the video. This is not a video that has not yet been seen by anybody.
Suge Knight pleaded not guilty to murder, attempted murder, and hit-and-run charges. I'm Ed Donahue.
Rain, wind, and cold slowed the play at the British Open. Gloom of night forced a halt to second-round play for a number of golfers, including tournament leader Dustin Johnson. Meanwhile, five-time winner Tom Watson closed out his storied career at the tournament, shooting an 80 in his final round at St. Andrews. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.